one for the whole system. It's for Health Watch, it's for Health and Wellbeing Boards, it's for all of us to be part of the public education system about the whole panoply of things that we know matter. Keeping yourself well, all the strategies that need to go into that, the confidence that people have. Confidence keeps you out of hospital quite often. If you know, you've got a practitioner you can connect with very quickly, very easily, if you're dealing with a long-term condition. So do people have long-term conditions feel confident about being at home, managing their own condition? And I think the evidence is with the right amount of information they do, and with the right contact number they do. But it, as you say, it's a massive cultural change for the whole system. So I think we've all got to be part of making, helping people understand what that is. And I think those on the inside of the hospital are very acutely aware that, you know, the easiest thing in the world would be if you were in a hospital to just say, well, just leave things as they are and we'll keep treating people as they trip in. But that's not a very responsible place to be. I think that the place we've got to get to in the next 12 to 24 months in helping manage that message with the public is to help them understand how primary care does work, what the out-of-hospital options are, and to have confidence in them. And I think quite often people end up in A&E departments because they can't fathom out what's open where, when, and what it does. They've lost the plot, really, on all the different names we use for things. They don't know the difference between a walk-in centre and an out-of-hours centre, and an urgent care centre, and a one of these and a one of those. So they do know what an A&E department does. It's like run 24/7. There's doctors and nurses inside the department. The doors are always open. They come. It's going to be quite a task to actually educate people to do something different. But that's our task. And I think we've all got to be part of it. I know Chelsea and Westminster are very keen to do that. But it's going to be a whole system effort. And I don't think it's going to be one where a consistent message is important. On the issue of seven-day working, if I could just say that, yes, seven-day working is something the whole, I think, of the NHS is focused on. And I think there's no doubt now if people can get to see a GP 7 days a week, we'd expect to see a reduction in the amount of people coming to our urgent care centre. That said, to have seven-day-a-week services from all the specialties, and there are more than 26 specialties in Chelsea and Westminster, means a lot of consultants that cover a rota 7 days a week.